Missouri Governor Jay Nixon, a Democrat, has made it really clear ever since he was reelected that he wants Missouri to expand Medicaid.
It is the smart thing to do, and it is the right thing to do.
If you didn't catch that during his initial announcement at Truman Medical Centers in Kansas City last November, you've had plenty of other chances, like at the Independence Chamber of Commerce in February, or last week at St. Mary's Hospital in Blue Springs.
It is the smart thing to do, and it is the right thing to do.
Nixon says a Medicaid expansion would be an economic boon for the state, reining in lots of federal dollars to the healthcare sector. The move would also cover about a fourth of the state's population that's currently uninsured. That's about a quarter million people.
Hundreds of thousands of working Missourians who are an injury or an illness away from medical bankruptcy. That doesn't help the bottom line of our healthcare system. It doesn't help our workers do better work. It cost shifts tremendous amounts of costs to folks who do have insurance. And quite frankly, it makes a workforce that's not fully healthy.
I would question adding 300,000 people to our current existing Medicaid rolls is a smart thing to do.
Republican Will Krause is a state senator whose Jackson County district includes Blue Springs. Krause doesn't see much traction in the Republican-controlled legislature for an expansion this year. Medicaid's a large part of the state's budget, making up about a third of it.
It's always a bad idea when you rush to get something done, especially when it's so significant like this. And I know people are concerned that, hey, we're giving up federal dollars. I'm concerned, and a lot of my colleagues are concerned about the long-term impact on our overall state budget and how we're going to pay for it.
Krause says there's too much concern about the long-term healthcare costs of an expansion. The state would have to kick in more dollars after a few years. But there has been one Republican-led proposal that's gaining a bit of traction. Representative Jay Barnes of Jefferson City sponsored a bill that passed out of committee last week. Barnes says his proposal is a lot different from a flat-out expansion. He describes it as a market-based approach that brings in price competition.
What House Bill 700 would do is when a recipient signs up for Medicaid, they would receive a menu of essentially private health insurance plans that they'd be able to choose from. And beside those plans, they'd have a price. And they would be told if they pick the plan that saves taxpayers money, they get to keep a portion of those savings.
So instead of putting newly eligible people on a standard Medicaid plan, those people would select from private health insurance plans. There'd be incentives built in for them to choose the least expensive options. But Stan Hudson with the University of Missouri's Center for Health Policy questions whether that will work. For one, Barnes' proposal doesn't expand coverage to the income threshold that the Affordable Care Act requires in order for Missouri to get full federal funding. And he worries that a private health insurance model will actually be more expensive. That's because it may make it harder for people to access health care who really need it.
The idea is that Medicaid clients don't pay for their care. Or if they do, they're paying like dollar copays, so they don't really feel it. They're insulated from the prices, and that exposing them to that would then make them make better health decisions. And what health literacy shows us is that in a lot of places, they don't have the skills necessary to make those decisions. And there's other research that shows in Medicaid populations that if you even raise copays or raise expenses to like $2 or $3, that you lose people.
Hudson says when people don't get the care they need because of this, they often wind up with more costly care in the long term, such as through the emergency room. Governor Nixon says Barnes legislation is a good start. Nixon's now moved his persuasive efforts for an expansion to the Senate. Yesterday, he met with Republican leaders for the first time, and he's reached out to the federal government to discuss some elements of the Republican proposals. But for any deal to happen, a lot more negotiating and persuading would have to take place with just over a month left in Missouri's legislative session. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.